Julie Meritu, Stadia. I think of the marks I make in my paintings symbolically as agents that have character and behave in certain ways, as though they're constructing or deconstructing societies. Humans create and occupy many different kinds of space, and my works seek to evoke varied atmospheres and energies that characterize such constructed places. I take into account both the life of the individual and society, synthesizing the complex interplay of biography and history, the personal and the social, the local and the global. The narratives come together to create this overall picture that you see from the distance. As you come close to it, the big picture completely shatters. There are these numerous small narratives happening. They become the focal point, and again, as you back up, you lose the specificity. Those marks disappear into the larger context of the whole. I'm intrigued by the stadium. It's become the arena for everything that happens and that we consume. Having spent time in Istanbul, Germany, Australia, and then back in the States, I was really interested in how our whole experience of viewing the world and the Iraqi war was mediated through the television and newspapers. It feels almost like following a match or a sporting event. Then, right after that, was the build-up to the Summer Olympics in Beijing. It was super strange and ironic. I was interested in the kinds of discussions everyone was having. We were talking about it as if it was happening in this massive arena. It felt like the whole world had been reduced to that kind of space. I just kept wondering, how could that happen? How could that look? How could I build that feeling? I started collecting stadium plans, as many as I could, built or unbuilt. I brought them all together in the studio and tried to build one mega stadium out of all the drawings, tying and weaving them together. I was interested in the stadium as a place for sport or entertainment, and in the spectacle of nationalistic frenzy. There are many other ways those stadiums were used, like when the National Stadium in Santiago, Chile was used for executions in 1973. Or the Superdome in New Orleans as a place of refuge and suffering after Hurricane Katrina hit in 2005. This kind of container holds us, yet it can break down very easily, like when people get smothered to death in the intensity of the crowd. You can feel that tension, and that's part of what makes the stadium so exciting. We've always had that type of arena as part of who we are. The desire to focus on stadia was also about trying to accept what's happening for me subconsciously in the studio. I was trying to make sense of how this visual language keeps growing and also makes a formal link with what I'm actually experiencing. All this stuff is layered inside me, all these parts of who I am. Two sides of me do battle, the conceptual side and the visual side, but there's always an underlying narrative. I'm interested in the multifaceted layers of place, space, and time that impact the formation of personal and communal identity.